So I'm going to, I was going to say I was going to end it here. I keep looking at the time. I'm like, I'm such a, I don't know how Big Fatty does it. Totally crazy. But I don't have voice letters to throw in or people asking me questions. But that's okay.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Gonna end it here.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1654 the BFO for Wednesday the 28th of May 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we've got voice letters, Big Fatty! Hello, Shotters, Big Fatty Vulgar! Hi, everyone, I hope your hump day is going well. Now, y'all, you are Shotters today, because, y'all, you know, the Robs sent Big Fatty that big 2-pound bag of the belly flops, jelly belly beans, big. Oh, poor Big Fatty. But y'all, there were also two smaller packages of the sugar-free jelly beans. And y'all, I just opened one of them and put them out in a bowl here at the Fat Cave and put a couple of them in my mouth. And I was reading the package. It says 40% less, fewer calories than the regular candies. And y'all, then I noticed a warning on here. And it says, warning, Big Fatty, that's why it's called a warning. Consumption may cause stomach discomfort and or laxative effect. Big Fatty, that means you're going to shat yourself. It could be. Y'all, I think I'm going to take this second bag down to the G'day's, and y'all, I'm going to just present it to Dr. Stone, because, you know, when he goes on a vacation, his bowels, they just lock up, and y'all, he probably, you know, what a sweet way to achieve a laxative effect is to eat these sugar-free belly flops. Y'all, it's kind of like those... the sugar-free gummy bears that, you know, that just made people have the explosive diarrhea, maybe this will do the same thing. So, Dr. Stone, fear not. Your bowels will discharge probably at a very inconvenient time. Be ready, please. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, hump day, the 28th of May, y'all, it is a very special celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I can remember it as if I were there. Y'all, because it is a celebration of exiting of the birth canal of my youngest daughter. Y'all, you may have seen a little picture of her in the El Hospitalo, which, of course, is Mexican for El Hospitalo. But anyway, y'all, today is my youngest daughter Nessa's celebration of exiting the birth canal, and I hope she has a lovely day. Big Fatty, I bet that Wiener will make her a big Wiener-shaped cake. Okay.
Happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you. Oh. Happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I tell you, remember now, little shows, you've got until this coming Saturday the 31st at noon, if you are going to participate in the June 20th through the 22th Pride 48 event. You know, that takes place in your own homes. The only requirement is that you do it with pants off. Big fatty! And y'all, we've got quite a lineup. We've got some old favorites and some brand new shows and a few that have returned and all. Y'all, I thought I'd just run down the list here. Y'all, we've got the Angry Panties, Chaotic Ravings, the Chubbs Gone Wild, the Cocktails and Kerfuffles, the Dubious Intentions, the Stinky Orangutans, you may know that as the Big Ricky Show, Go Big or Go Home, Greetings from Nowhere, the Howdy Do Pancakes, y'all, you heard them at the beginning of today's little show, Instant Gratification, it's all about Med, Jaded City, y'all, that's with the Tristan, I know that's a favorite of that Miss Kim. Beaver. Live It Up. Little Show. The Pink Wing Nuts. Carport. Pleased to Meet You. Pod Is My Co-Pilot. The Pod Cubs. Stick It With a Poke. Princess Hanna, you know that's Princess Hanna's fucked up makeup. Big Freddy, that's not the name of it. The Ramble Reteed. The Seda Sphere, Secretly Timid. Old Stink Pots, Toppy Smellies doing the smell cast. That Blue Jeans guy. Y'all, the Mayo cast. Oh, Big Freddy, that's a new one. Oh, dear Gussie. The Vicarage. Big Freddy, that's another new one. The Underpants Show with the Turnip Head and the Urban Guy T.O. The Mad Dingo. Oh, dear Gussie, Big Freddy. The Joe Batan Show, also known as the Big Liar's other show, Catching Up. Yes, Big Freddy, that's just lovely. And for those little shows, that Daniel Biba is going to be sending out the time request. Blocks, and you'll have until noon on Saturday to get that back, but all those instructions are coming. But y'all, if you didn't hear one of your favorite shows, get on them, because the time, it's a running out. Yes, Big Freddy! Y'all, don't forget, this is Lurker Week, and Lurkers, Big Fatty, and Poodle, yes, Big Fatty, and Squeaky Kitty would love to hear from you. You can either call the BFO or send us an e-letter or post something over there at the BFO or something to the P.O. Box. Yeah, I guess y'all, another great way for lurkers to participate is send a picture in over there to Spotting Big Fatty. Just send it to Spotting Crazy. And Spot, if you don't know how to do it, Spotting Crazy will help you with it. Y'all, just like that Toppy Smelly did, he sent in a picture and it says, issued back in 2007, the Big Fatty doll is now often found in garage sales. And y'all, it's the Big Fatty's dressed up like a clown. Big Fatty, it really is you. Oh, and you know, it's there's a little kitty in there. Oh, Big Fatty, look, it's a kitty. Y'all, then that Peter G, by the way, you know that Peter G was up there in the New York City. Big Fatty, New York City. He was, and he found out he's got his film at the Photomat. He's getting double prints and is going to be sending things over to Spotting Crazy. But y'all, Chocolate Bacon and Fatty Martini. Put the equal amounts of cream de coco and bacon vodka into a martini glass. Rim the edge of the glass with crumbled bacon and garnish with an extra crispy slice, and add Big Fatty's head.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Talk to him, and I don't know why.
But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hey, Poodle. Hello. I'm just wondering if you got your little summer swimming pool and your bathing suit all picked out and how many hours you plan to spend by the pool and if you're going to use your sunblock. Fat with bacon. I was just calling because I was going to ask you how your walking progress is going. I think you mentioned about 7 months ago you were going to start walking like 45 minutes a day or something. So I was just wondering, I haven't heard anything else about that. And don't play the rest of the summer show.
Y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon. And y'all, we hadn't heard from Miss Bacon in a while. And Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for the call, and thank you also for the don't play the rest of this on the show. It's been a month of Sunday since we've heard that, and it's kind of a trademark KB. Yes, Big Fatty. But Miss Bacon, you bring up an excellent point. Y'all, first of all, Miss Bacon, this is a little note directly to you. Sometimes you will post something over at the BFO and you use an e-lettering address that won't let me reply. And I think this was one of those questions that you ask over at the BFO, and I tried to reply to it and it bounced back to me. So it's not like I'm ignoring you. No, Big Fatty, you do not ignore anyone that posts over to the BFO. Oh, it's true. I don't. Miss Bacon, I have not yet. You know, I was gonna start my walk in, so I'd be in fighting shape for when I'm down there at the G'day's. And y'all, that's just a week away. You know, Big Fatty leaves a week from today. Big Fatty, shouldn't you be playing some music? Well, I'm not gonna play the music today. Okay, Big Fatty. And I wanted to be in fighting shape, you know, with my walk and everything. But I've been influenced. I've been in. Are you being fatty? You're under the influence. No, that's not what I'm. That's not what I'm saying. But I've been influenced by so many of you, and so I'm. I've just decided I'm not going to start any kind of exercise program until I've decided. I'm thinking about getting one of those nitwits that so many of you have to measure your progress on your exercise and everything. And you know, everybody's just, oh, I just love my nitwit, you know. And you know, it tracks how many times I run to the toilet, and you know, that right there, y'all, I can't tell you the number of steps Big Fatty will pick up just running to the toilet, especially after eating some of these sugar-free belly flops. Big Fatty, you better get a nitwit for Dr. Stone too. It's true. Hadn't done it yet, and I guess it's just too late now. Big Fatty, it's never too late.
Hello, Big Fatty, Poodle, and Freaky Kitty. I'm calling because I have a question to ask.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty? Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from out there in San Francisco. So nice to name it twice. And from the folks at the Howdy Do Pancakes, y'all, it is Calvin. Calvin, what's your question?
I was conversing with someone, and I realized, we don't have a precise conception of what you mean when you say camisole. What indeed is in the Big Fatty universe a camisole? Is there a picture anywhere of said camisole? Or I know there's some sort of camisole, but clarification would be greatly appreciated. It's not a matter of pressing concerns, but anyway, thank you so much, and hope you're doing well.
Right. Yeah, I guess you yell that, of course, is Calvin from the Howdy Do Pancakes. And first of all, Calvin, thank you so much for the call. Y'all, by the way, lurkers, this is another excellent way to call into the BEFO and just ask Big Fatty a question. Calvin, this is an excellent question, and you are correct. There's a camisole and there's a hamisole. The hamisole was made by Brian and David out there in the Denver many years ago, and y'all, it was hand-stitched hamisole. It was kind of like a comforter. But a camisole is just a light wrap, if you will. And it's unfortunate that Miss Beaver has not posted anything at the lodge. Perhaps she can find a picture of Big Fatty in a camisole. Big Fatty, that would be lovely. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, while I was recording the little show, y'all got that e-letter that I said from that Daniel Beba. So all the little shows participating in the June Pride 48 event, should have gotten your e-letter. So check your e-letters and get your information back to Daniel. It's got to be in by noon on Saturday, and so there you have it. Y'all, you know, last week I couldn't decide what the difference between a fuck buddy or a friends with benefit or a trick was, and y'all, I just kind of gave my opinion. Y'all, I meant to tell you that R.C. Martinez, he wrote to Big Fatty and said, "Big Fatty, in my humble opinion, you were on the spot with your distinctions between a friends with benefits, a fuck buddy, and tricks." So to answer the questions you had, yes, yes, and yes. Aussie, I consider you an expert when it comes to fuck buddies and a Big Fatty. Y'all, I got a couple of things here on my list that I wanted to talk about. Y'all, by the way, I hadn't forgotten about the quiz programs and how they ended up this year, but we'll get to those, I promise you. Y'all went to the El Dentista, which of course we all know is Mexican for El Dentisto, Tuesday, and you know I had to have a couple of fillings replaced, and y'all, it was in my upper right hand side. It was the back two teeth, my wisdom tooth, and the one beside it had to have a couple of fillings replaced. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you what, they shot Novocaine into me, there was no pain at all, and they drilled all that old stuff out and everything, and so now I've got all new what do you call those? I've got all new, not porcelain, but whatever that stuff is in my teethies. Y'all, I don't look like I'm some sort of mineral farm with all that silver. Okay, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, I'm telling you, because of the holiday on Monday, y'all, I'm all kerfuffled. I'm just all kerfuffled, y'all. I don't know, y'all, and at the El Dentista, y'all, it was like, you know, they lay you back, and then your head's even further back, so you like you're standing on your head. And then he kept saying, "Put your tongue down." Well, y'all, when you're in that position, down is actually up. And y'all, I was just all confused. And anyway, Calvin, with Big Fatty being as confused as he was at the El Dentisto this morning, what do you suggest?
Gonna end it here.
Sounds like a plan. Cue Big Fatty for the announcement.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.